We're going to take a roll of the dice and delve into the world of very complicated mathematics with Eric Harshbarger, a senior lecturer in mathematics and statistics at Auburn University and the co-creator of the Go First Dice. First, let me say good morning, Eric. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Grant. Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a wild story in many ways. Now, I understand really it just was a challenge for you as a mathematician, but you were having a dinner at a gaming convention back in 2012, and your friend asked if you could make a set of tie-free dice. Did you really think it would take up to 15 years to figure it out?
Certainly not. Or certainly didn't think I would spend or be that determined to spend that much time doing it. It took much longer than we expected.
Yeah, I mean, and ultimately, it is a problem of mathematics. I mean, it kind of started funny. You think of you play a board game and you roll the dice to start first. If you just got one or two, the ties are possible. So the challenge was, how do you come up with something that won't create a tie? And I guess the real tricky part came, it was simpler, if you will, for two, three, or four players. But when you hit five, it became a problem. Can you kind of explain and take us through that?
Yeah, very quickly. Yeah, so to avoid the tie, of course, was the easy part. You just put different numbers on all the different dice, and that way no two dice are going to roll the same number, and so you won't have a tie. That was the easy part. The hard part was trying to get the probabilities to work out so that any number of people who might each grab one of the dice and roll them, you always want them to have an equal chance of rolling the high number, you know, to go first. Well, with two or three players, that can be done pretty much by hand with just very basic probability. You can kind of map out where the numbers are going to go. With four players, computers can help, although the first solution that was found for four players was actually done by hand by another friend of mine. So that's possible. The issue is when you start adding more players, the number of possibilities and combinations of these different numbers on the different faces just grows extraordinarily big, extraordinarily quickly in a rather exponential fashion. So each additional player adds on many, many more combinations to check for. And by the time you hit five players, you're literally talking about, you know, numbers the size of the number of atoms in the universe or something.
Right.
So it becomes ridiculously large. You certainly can't do it by hand. And at this point, we can't even exhaustively do it by computer search. So we had to rely on mathematics to try to refine things and make the problem a little easier.
So were you actually able to come up with a physical dice then?
Yes. So we have, after all these years, found a set that works for five players where each of the dice actually has 60 sides, which is very large and not your typical die, but they can be manufactured. Because the other issue we had was we knew early on, theoretically, mathematically, these things were possible, but then we ran into the issue of the physicality or the actual geometry of what actual shapes can you make that would be fair dice, and how many sides do they have, and so forth. And there are definite limitations just on the geometry. So for years, we had all these possible sets that would work for five players, but they would have like some ridiculous number of sides, like 180 sides or 720 sides, something ridiculous like that. It wasn't until just a few years ago that someone up in Canada contacted me. He had seen all this research, and he had noticed some patterns and things like that and did a lot of computer work, and he was able to get the number of sides down to 60 sides each, which in fact is makeable. You can make a 60-sided die. It's about the size of a golf ball, but we could make five of these things, and then we distributed the numbers 1 through 300, which of course is 5 times 60, so 1 through 300 across those 300 faces, and we did it in such a way that we did guarantee this very strong fairness that we were looking for.
Yeah, never come up with the same answer, I guess, for anyone who rolls it, and that is pretty wild. Now, I guess it just seems this is something that, you know, obviously it is your specialty, your profession, something you must have a passion for, so it kind of on the surface, it's a completely unnecessary problem, but a surprisingly deep mathematical problem. It must have just been fun for you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, from the very beginning, we realized if you want to figure out who's going to go first in the game, either you just roll traditional dice and re-roll the ties. It's not like people are losing hours of their lifetime doing this. Or there are even easier ways. You can draw straws or use a deck of cards or any number of ways to determine who goes first in a game, which are completely fair, and you would never have ties. But mathematically, when this was posed to me, you know, many mathematical questions are very easy to state and understand, but very difficult to actually answer. And this is not some profound theory or anything like that. It's probability and computer analysis and things like that. But it was one of those questions. It's like, oh, you can state this question to anyone, and they'll understand it, you know, in 15 seconds or something. But then when you actually get into it and try to find the answer, that's when the mathematics starts to rear its head, and you realize, oh, wait, this is not trivial at all. And for us, it took over a decade to actually find a workable solution for five players.
So I'm guessing, just one final quick question, you're probably not going to work on one for six players.
We haven't ruled it out. We have thought about it, but it is not on the immediate future. But it might be possible, and we think about it, and maybe someone else will step in and come up with some revolutionary technique that we haven't thought about and help us get one more step down the road. That would be great.
All right. Well, great stuff, Eric. I really appreciate your time. It's been fun doing some math with you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Grant.
You are welcome. That is Eric Harshbarger, a senior lecturer in mathematics and statistics at Auburn University.